Angelina, who had been chatting with Alicia Spinnet near the fire, looked over at him.
What? She called back. Want to come to the ball with me?
Angelina gave Fred an appraising sort of look.
All right, then,
she said, and she turned back to Alicia and carried on chatting with a bit of a grin on her face.
There you go, said Fred to Harry and Ron. Piece of cake.
He got to his feet, yawning, and said, We'd better use a school owl then, George. Come on. They left. Ron stopped feeling his eyebrows and looked across the smouldering wreck of his card castle at Harry.
We should get a move on, you know. Ask someone. He's right. We don't want to end up with a pair of trolls.
Hermione let out a sputter of indignation.
A pair of what? Excuse me?
Well, you know, said Ron, shrugging. I'd rather go alone than with Eloise Midgeon, say.
Her acne's loads better lately, and she's really nice.
Her nose is off-centre, said Ron.
Oh, I see, Hermione said, bristling. So, basically, you're going to take the best-looking girl who'll have you, even if she's completely horrible?
Yeah, that sounds about right, said Ron.
I'm going to bed,
Hermione snapped, and she swept off toward the girls' staircase without another word.